Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Starts at 10 a.m. with Evan Giddings and Lo Neal. And all the early games will be on for you to watch. Again, Laughing Monk Brewing in Sunnyvale. And get this, Bonte, Joe. If you're going to go to the game, there is a free shuttle to and from the stadium. That's right. Park at Laughing Monk for free.
Really?
Join the party.
Oh, that's
and then
clutch.
Take the shuttle back and forth to the game. Absolutely.
No, that's clutch.
All you have to do is sign up and reserve a spot. Do it now because space is limited. Go to 95centthegame.com, click on the kickoff show graphic, and then click on the Eventbrite link. And sign up. See you there. Bonte, Laughing Monk, baby.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. That's an awesome deal. Shuttle. Hey, Jerry's World had that. Where you go to a hotel.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
They come with the shuttle, you pay like $20, and then they take you straight to the stadium. It's pretty cool.
Well, this one's free.
This one is free. Free, thank you. I was
free
waiting for it. There you go.
Man, just saw some sad news. Not to take the show now.
Oh, no.
But remember Rudy Johnson, running back out of Auburn, played with the Bengals for a long time, former first-round pick, just died at the age of 45. 45.
That's young.
Yeah, that's very young. Just popped on my timeline. Hey, Rudy, he won me a fantasy football championship one year.
Damn.
Shout out Rudy Johnson.
That's a tough one right there. I hate seeing things like, and again, like Robert Redford is like 89 years old, passed away last week. Obviously, icon when it comes to film and everything and Americana. But just certain guys that are around your age or you grew up watching that's like not that much older than you. It just puts things in perspective, you know. So, RIP Rudy Johnson there. And we're talking about right now the 49ers taking on the Jacksonville Jaguars. But before we get into that game, Bonte, it's a big one, and we're going to see how Brock Purdy, you know, how he practices. Is he going to be limited? What's going to go on there? Expected practice Wednesday. But what did you think of Mac Jones this last week in a win against the Cardinals, 27-41, 284 yards. Did have the one pick, had the touchdown. And we just had Baldy on, and Baldy actually thought it wasn't a bad ball from Mac. He thought Ricky should have fought harder for it.
I disagree with him.
But yeah, that's fine.
Throw it right to the defender.
That's the first time I heard someone defend the throw. So that's why I'm saying Baldy said something differently. So, What did you make of his performance overall?
Well, I thought the last 2 weeks, Mac Jones has been solid. I mean, this guy is a solid quarterback. He is. Is he great? Probably not. Can he hold on to the ball for a while? Sometimes. Will he have a turnover or two or throw an interceptable? Sure. Sure, Brock Purdy does too. This guy's not bad at all. And what a backup to have at the price point you have on that. So I thought his performance was solid. Considering there's no Juwan Jennings, there's no George Kittle, the running game's not going anywhere, it's getting shut down. It's a hot day at Levi Stadium. It's a divisional game against Arizona, swarming around, flying around the football. And you have that two-minute drill to shake off the safety and the interception and lead the team in the field goal range and win the football game. Then the week before against the Saints, I thought his two-minute drill, oh, my God, before halftime, was just beautiful. The fact that Shanahan allowed him to go to – how many times did you see Shanahan going back to the Saints game, say, you know what, we're going to run the ball on the first play, run the clock. We'll see if we get something on second down. If not, we'll just go into the half, knowing we're going to receive the second-half kickoff. He said, no, Matt, go throw it. So far, so good with Mac Jones. He's not a bad quarterback. The reputation he had, I don't get it. Again, it's all reactionary when it comes to today's sports fans. Either you suck on this day or you're great. This guy was good as a rookie, and then the Patriots sabotaged him with Joe Judge and Matt Patricia. But you know what? He also played very well. I thought he played okay down the stretch with the Jacksonville Jaguars last year.
We had Mia O'Brien on, and she said that many coaches, including their star receiver, thought Mac should have been the quarterback.
Yep, there you go.
He had a better connection with their stud receiver, Brian Thomas, than Trevor Lawrence has had since, obviously. And then we just talked to Baldy, and I guess Brian Thomas is the yips right now. He can't catch a cold.
Well, Shane Waldron, apparently, he's the guy. So when Shane Waldron was in Seattle, Jackson Smith and Jigba had his worst season. Shane Waldron goes to Chicago, Roma Dunze's MIA, and now he's in Jacksonville with Brian Thomas Jr.
So he's the Grim Reaper for wide receivers when it comes to the offensive coordinator.
I went down his deep dive last night. I was like, oh, okay, that's interesting.
There's something about Mac Jones. His ability to climb in the pocket is actually really good. And I think there's very few pocket quarterbacks left in the game. Like, Goff is one, obviously. And are there other guys that can operate inside the pocket? Absolutely. But I actually think his feet have impressed me. Now, he's not going to like blow away and run everyone away. I'm just talking about his ability to reset his feet and kind of just shuffle ever so slightly up as the rush comes to the outside. I don't know. I think he's got really good feel.
He's a good quarterback. Coming out of Alabama, man, again, you guys all laughed at me because of the first throw I saw. I said, who the hell is this guy? You go back, I swear to God, it's random Citrus Bowl, Bama, Michigan. They're not playing for anything. And this guy throws a bomb. And everyone's like, oh, well, yeah, Judy and Devontae Smith. Well, remember Devontae Smith came out when he entered the NFL draft, something that stuck with me when he said, the best quarterback I played with at Alabama was Mac Jones. Mm. And he ended up winning the Heisman. And Mac found Devontae Smith all day long. Deep throws, intermediate throws. And then he comes in with the Patriots. And, you know, we all had the draft conversation because nobody wanted Mac. The fans didn't want Mac Jones.
I think most people didn't want him with the three picks to move up.
Yeah. With the third pick. So everybody's going crazy. McCorkle, we're calling him around here. And, you know, he's not as bad as what the reputation was. So it's a good, nice find by Shanahan to bring him here, rehabilitate him. He's fit perfectly in the system. Let's not get it twisted. Brock Purdy's a guy around here. But Mac Jones, if something happens to Brock Purdy, you got a viable backup who can help you win a game or two.
Well, the name of the game for the Niners this early on, and it goes to Mac Jones, is depth. They have depth at a key position right there at quarterback that you did not have last year. I mean, God bless Brandon Allen, but good God, it was awful. Pastronaut, Josh Dobbs, you did not feel good if Brock Purdy had to miss some time. And let's be honest, Brock Purdy's not the biggest guy. He's going to miss some time. This is what you just saw it over the weekend. How many different backup quarterbacks started about to like six? It was ridiculous. It's like an epidemic right now.
You need your franchise quarterback.
You need your franchise.
He's got to stay on the football.
No, I absolutely agree with that. But in today's NFL, you need a solid backup as well to feel good about riding the ship. And if Mac Jones doesn't do anything else, and hopefully he doesn't see the field again, that means Brock Purdy's staying healthy. But you just know that if it's a snap or a series or whatever it is, he's not going to wet the bed. And that's just an improvement from last year alone.
No doubt about that. And again, coming in there against the Saints. Now, it's the Saints and it's the Cardinals. So, you know, the Saints are probably one of the worst teams, if not the worst team in all of football. But you know what? Short week. I mean, you got a quick turnaround. You're dealing with the PCL injury in your knee. You get credit for that. You get credit for the way you play and the way you threw the football around the yard. And you got Juwan Jennings and you got Pierce all involved. And then to win that game last week, that was a tough gritty, grimy type of football game that you knew coming in, because Arizona always comes to Levi's Stadium and punches the 49ers in the mouth. So he gets a lot of credit for the way he handled that two-minute drill. He was getting his ass kicked in the pocket. Jersey's ripped. Mm-hmm. He's got the brace on the knee. He can't even get outside. He can't even climb the pocket. He looked like Peyton Manning trying to get the handoff to Christian McCaffrey when Shanahan went for it on fourth down. When I'm thinking, in that situation, I get new analytics, say, go for it, go for it, go for it. I would scream at TV, just take the points. Defense is playing great. Mac Jones is struggling to just move around the pocket. Your running game's not going anywhere. Take the points. So Mac Jones gets a lot of credit, man. That was a tough, gritty, grimy performance by him.
They won a divisional game where they got stuffed at the goal line.
Yep.
They got a safety after, you know, fielding a punt inside that 7 or 8 or whatever it ended up being specifically on the field. They turned the ball over in the fourth quarter on an interception. You know, like there were so many ways they could have lost this game, and they found a way to win it, and getting the huge stop at the end. I mean, I just can't get over the way Stout played that ball all the way through contact. Because I think if he gives up even a little, that's a completed pass, and the game's over.
Upton Stout, Marquise Siegel, D Winners. It's not just the rookies. It's the other young players. Yeah.
Jordan Elliott's look good.
Jordan Elliott's look solid. You got a third-year pro in D Winners. Rinaldo Green is a second-year pro now. He's day-to-day with the neck injury. Teams will try to target him. Mm-hmm. Teams will try to target him, but he's a tough, tough player. Next play mentality. Nobody's even testing D'Amador Lenore. No. He's still a young player on this football team.
The one screen is the only one I can remember.
They don't throw his way. And so these young players, second-year players, third-year players, alongside the rookies, again, when we were talking to training camp, I felt like this was a defense fans were growing to love. And I think so far we're loving his defense. Now, you're going to need a little more from them until these reinforcements come back offensively. But Upton Stout, man, he's tough, dude. He's K'Wan Williams all over again with a little more toughness and a little better cover skills right now.
And they're definitely going to need to step up in the absence of Nick Bosa.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim. This is incredible.
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go. This time for real.
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.